I'm Joe Palca. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a female near the jungle resort where a 15-year-old French-Irish girl went missing more than a week ago. Malaysia's Deputy Police Chief Mazlan Mansour.
We sent our forensic team and the pathologist to the scene of crime and confirmed there's a body there which resembles Nora.
The teenage girl who is has learning and physical disabilities was reported missing a day after her family checked in at the resort, located about 70 kilometers from the capital of Kuala Lumpur. Police classified her as a missing person, but her family suspected that she'd been kidnapped. More than 300 people joined in the search for Nora. The girl's Irish-born mother announced a reward of nearly $12,000 donated by a Belfast business Monday for any information that could lead to her daughter's discovery. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October the 15th. Democrats, especially those running for the Democratic nomination for president, are up in arms, like the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro.
It's one consistent show of a president who is a racist and basically wants a whiter, wealthier nation.
Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future.
We certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own two feet.
The rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic violence. This is VOA News. The U.S. on Tuesday said it is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese-imported consumer products that President Donald Trump had been set to impose on September the 1st. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the levies on laptop computers and computer monitors, cell phones, video game consoles, some toys, shoes, and clothing would be delayed until December the 15th. Now, that would be a cost-saving benefit to U.S. consumers who often give such products to family members and friends over the holiday season. In addition, the U.S. said it is exempting altogether a separate group of Chinese imports based on health, safety, national security, and other factors. Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, says she's not ignoring the protesters' pleas.
I, as the chief executive, will be responsible to rebuild Hong Kong's economy, to engage as widely as possible, to listen as attentively as possible to my people's grievances.
But that did not stop her from condemning the current riots in the city on Tuesday, stressing that violence is damaging the rule of law in Hong Kong and will push Hong Kong down a path of no return. There was no violence reported at the airport, but dozens of injuries were reported on Hong Kong streets, where angry protesters blocked roads and refused police orders to disperse. Meanwhile, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has weighed in via her spokesman, Rupert Colville.
She calls on the authorities and the people of Hong Kong to engage in an open and inclusive dialogue aimed at resolving all issues peacefully. This is the only sure way to achieve long-term political stability and public security by creating channels for people to participate in public affairs and decisions affecting their lives. So dialogue, that's what we're calling for. Dialogue, dialogue.
China on Monday termed the protests terrorism. The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed recent protests in Russia and rejected the suggestion they've created a political crisis in the country. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying their firm actions at the protesters was justified. One woman was injured during a stabbing attack in downtown Sydney today. Police in Australia's largest city said the man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district. The man was later caught by several pedestrians, with the video showing the man pinned to the ground by a crate and a chair as his pursuers cursed him. For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Voice of OA.